Part 1. The Cops. The Call. Lauderdale Homicide. Mayhem and ennui set the tone for a week spent in the forefront of the battle against a city's murders. South Florida Sun Sentinel, October 25th, 1987. It has been 4 days since anybody has heard from or seen Walter Moody, and people are thinking that something is wrong. The tenants at the South Andrews Avenue apartment building he manages say he hasn't answered his door since Thursday. His parents can't get him on the phone, and he didn't call his boss Saturday when he didn't show up for his part-time truck driving job. This is not like Walter, everyone agrees. It's now 1:40 p.m., Monday, June 29th. The happenstance of concern from so many places for Walter Moody results in two Fort Lauderdale police officers and a locksmith coming to his apartment door. There's a small crowd of tenants watching closely. The three-story apartment building has a Spanish castle motif, white walls, red barrel tile roof, round turret with small arch windows at the corner. It's a U-shaped building with a neatly kept center courtyard, dominated by a shade tree reaching all the way to the roof. There are small bushes and shrubs about the courtyard, all trimmed and cared for by the manager, Walter Moody. The tenants sit on a bench beneath the shade tree and look up to the second floor walkway where the locksmith has just opened the door to Walter's apartment. The officers go in and find the place ransacked and the door to the master bedroom locked. They call for the locksmith to open it, and after a few moments inside, they call for the homicide squad. George Hurt has gone home early. His sinuses are acting up, and the last few days have been slow. He figures he can take the break. He's sitting on the couch and has the afternoon paper in his hands when he gets the call. It's another murder. An apartment manager, no smoking gun, no such luck. He's told where, he's told when. The how is not yet known. It's Detective Vicky Russo telling him this. She's rolling on it, she says. And so are the others, they being all available members of the homicide squad. George Hurt, sergeant in charge of the squad, says he's rolling too. A routine week in homicide has begun. Hurt hangs up and curses to himself. This is number 38. Murder in Fort Lauderdale comes in all ways, times, places, and circumstances. It's a crime unclassifiable in any way other than by its final result, the taking of life. For George Hurt and the homicide squad, the only sure bet is that it comes and comes. This is Monday, June 29th, and already there have been 38 homicides this year. There were 42 in all of 1986. The most ever was 52, back in 1981. At this rate, George Hurt is thinking he's going to need another case chart for the wall in the squad room. There could be 60 to 70 murders in Fort Lauderdale this year. That's kind of scary. And that's why he curses each time he gets the call.